15. Bob, September 2144, Epsilon Eridani. The general who wins the battle makes many calculations in his temple before the battle is fought. The general who loses makes but few calculations beforehand. Sun Tzu's Art of War.
Adversary has changed course. Deviation from predicted path is minimal.
If you ignore the fact that he's a couple of months early, sure. I took a deep breath, closed my eyes for a moment. Make sure the decoy fusion reactors are ready to start up on command. We want him concentrating all his attention forward during his attack run.
Aye, sir.
I had earlier considered and rejected the idea of reactivating the endocrine control system, but I was now coming to realize that this was more than just stage jitters. I wasn't a military person. I had no training, no experience, and reading Art of War, as useful as it had been for ideas, wasn't going to make me ready for battle. I could very well be facing my last few hours of existence. I wondered if Faith had launched more than one of me, despite their claims to the contrary. It would be nice to believe so, but right now I had to be calm and able to make good choices. With a sick feeling of defeat, I pulled out the Endocrine Control Project file and flipped the switch. Immediately, a sense of calm purpose settled over me. Okay, not so bad. I could turn it off later. For now, I had an enemy to take care of, and I needed to stay focused. As I'd expected, the Brazilian ship was here sooner than his observed acceleration would have allowed. Whether it was the ship's pilot or his masters back on Earth, someone had been thinking strategy from day one. No doubt he was expecting me to be surprised by his early arrival. I hoped so, anyway. I didn't want him to think I was prepared. The Brazilian ship was almost certainly armed and almost certainly crewed by a military replicant. How well armed was the question, of course. I plugged the Brazilian's transit time into my models, which further narrowed down the possible configurations of the ship. He either had better legs and 8 or fewer missiles, or the same acceleration capability as me and 6 or more missiles. Whether he'd use them all was another question. This wasn't going to be like a movie space battle with whooshing spaceships weaving and gyrating, and I couldn't afford a spaghetti western-style shootout at high noon. With only a month to prepare, I hadn't had time to build a lot in the way of weaponry, so I'd gone with the simplest design I could think of. I would have to hope that he wouldn't be expecting even that much. And the first order of business was to reinforce the image of me as helpless. Time to make a call. Who knew it might even get him to reconsider? I hailed the ship. Attention, Brazilian vessel. This is Robert Johansson of the Heaven One. There's no reason for you to do what I think you're about to attempt. I'm not sure there's even an Earth civilization left to be loyal to. Have you received anything from Earth in the last 12 years? Should we continue a war between countries that may no longer exist? There was a pause of no more than a few milliseconds before the response came back. Audio only.
This is Major Ernesto Medeiros of the Brazilian Empire ship Serra do Mar. And what would we do with ourselves, Mr. Johansson, with no homeland to serve?
He was talking anyway. Very probably humoring me until he got within missile range. I spared a moment to glance at the tactical schematic before responding. There's still a universe to explore, Major. We're effectively immortal. We might even be able to help Earth, if there's anything left. Serving the needs of Faith was a reasonable bargain for me, but it was never my top priority.
And that's where we differ, Cabral. Serving the needs of the Brazilian Empire is my only priority. Your gunships shot down an Empire vessel back in the solar system. You may count that as the start of the war.
I promised myself I'd look up Cabral as soon as I had a chance. Good multi-language insults were always useful. Wait, you mean the Empire vessel that had just tried to blow me out of the sky? Yeah, our bad.
Talking will not save you, Mr. Johansson, nor will such whining stay my hand. I will not allow a bumpkin, a flea such as yourself, to stand in the way of my destiny and that of my homeland. If you have a god, now would be the time to make peace with him. Goodbye, puta merde.
Wow, ego much?
Or maybe just bluster. If my early departure had forced the Brazilians to launch before they were ready, their replicants might be lacking some training. One could hope. The tactical display showed that he was now close enough. I turned tail and accelerated away from him, directly towards my decoy reactors. Medeiros altered course to chase me and accelerated to 2.5G. Sure enough, he was faster than advertised. I plugged that datum into my models and got a result of 6 missiles maximum. Less than my initial estimate, but still not good. I didn't have enough ship busters for him and that many missiles. I'd have to hope I could lose some missiles in the decoys. Activate the reactors, Guppy.
Aye.
Immediately, sensors showed 10 radiation signatures appearing ahead of me. They were nothing but small, leaky fusion reactors, but Medeiros couldn't know that. I needed his attention focused forward, intent on pursuing me and identifying threats. The Brazilian launched 2 missiles, far earlier than I expected. He probably suspected a trap and was trying to outmaneuver me, and doing a good job so far. I was too far from the decoys to have any chance of mingling with them and confusing the missiles. Ready or not, I had to act. Guppy, launched the ship busters. Guppy nodded, and huge fish eyes blinked once. From several small asteroids in the immediate area, 4 fusion signatures appeared, converging on the Brazilian craft with monstrous acceleration. The ship busters were the simplest tool I could invent for the job. I'd managed to build 6 in the time available. They carried no explosive warhead. Each unit consisted only of a small reactor, an oversized surge drive, an AMI pilot, and a 1,000-pound ball of metal. Medeiros pulled a hard turn at 3G to get out of their path. That was interesting. Calculations now set his maximum complement of missiles at 4. I started to feel slightly less pessimistic. I launched the 2 busters I carried and directed them to target the missiles coming up on my rear, then turned my attention back to Medeiros. He must have finally realized he couldn't outrun the busters because he launched 2 more missiles at me instead of trying to take out his pursuers. Damn! A scorched earth move, and one that made sense if there was still another Medeiros out there. It was also likely that he was now out of missiles, but the 4 busters chasing Medeiros were too far away to catch these 2, and I was still not close enough to the decoy field to lose myself in it. And I was out of busters. Cameras registered 2 flashes as the first set of missiles were intercepted and destroyed. Unfortunately, the busters were obliterated as well. I rechecked distances and redid the calculations for the second set of missiles. No change. I wasn't going to win a straight chase. So, logic dictated an act of desperation. There was no time to do a formal calculation. I pulled into the tightest turn I could manage and called off 2 of the busters from Medeiros. I couldn't possibly outrun my pursuers, but I could lead them back towards the busters. I spent a tense 30 milliseconds watching the schematic as 5 different vectors converged on a point. Finally, there were twin explosions as the busters intercepted the missiles less than 100 meters away. Warning indicators lit up as shrapnel from the explosions struck the Heaven 1, damaging one of the reactor cooling radiators. My reactor output dropped by half as the control systems shut down the coolant feed. I wasn't quite dead in the water, but now I had a significant limp.
Roamer systems dispatched. Full evaluation will take several minutes.
I stared at Guppy for a millisecond. Even with the endocrine controls active, I had an urge to hyperventilate. Medeiros would have no trouble finishing me now, if he survived my attack. With a feeling of dread, I turned back to the external monitors. Then the tide turned. As the remaining 2 busters caught up to the Brazilian, I waved a fist in the air and whooped as they hit him at the same time and tore through the Serra do Mar like tissue paper. One must have found a critical system because the ship immediately began to pitch off its flight line. The other destroyed the reactor containment, and superheated plasma shot out in a straight line, melting a path through the ship. The Serra began to tumble slowly. I sent a signal to recall any still operational busters, then checked telemetry. No reactor emissions, no electromagnetic activity from the Serra. There was a moment of charged silence as I realized that I would be the one to live. Exhaling a long, slow breath, I turned off the endocrine control system. As reaction set in, I sat back in my chair and slowly slid down until I was slouched, like a teenager. My eyes seemed to want to tear up, and I had to keep clenching and unclenching my fists. Finally, after almost 10 milliseconds, I felt enough in control of myself to speak. Damage report?
Radiator was holed by shrapnel. Coolant loss minor. Roamers are patching the damage. Replacement not required.
Good. Scan the Sierra, Guppy. Let's see if anything is left.
Detailed SADAR scan complete. Image uploading.
I looked on as a hologram of the Brazilian Empire ship coalesced over my desktop. Red indicated destroyed areas.
Where's the replicant core?
Extrapolation indicates it was here.
A green cube appeared, right in the path of the devastation created by the plasma plume. Well, goodbye, Major Medeiros, I guess. I tried to feel remorse, but other than a small pang of regret over the wasted time and resources, I came up dry. He had, after all, followed me here and tried to blow me up. I reached over and picked up Spike, who began to purr in anticipation. I patted the cat while gazing at the image. All right, we know there's at least one more Brazilian Empire ship out there. There may or may not be USE and Chinese ships as well, and even an Australian ship if Dr. Landers was right. I think our only choice is to breed faster than they do. The other two groups may or may not be a problem, but if we run into Medeiros again, I think it'll be shoot on sight. I leaned forward and scrutinized the image. Where are the fabrication systems? A yellow section lit up, partly destroyed.
Some of that is extrapolation. However, they seem to have sacrificed robustness in this area in favor of weaponry.
And look how well that worked out. I remember that Dr. Landers said that was a possibility, but that means we can likely build Bobs faster than they can build Medeiri. We'll just have to make sure all our copies come with ship busters. Guppy didn't comment. Spike presented her chin for scratching.